Hi, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. We've been out here now since 2006. So the last time I looked, that would probably be about 5 years. Going on 5 years, it's actually, you know what? I think this is my fifth anniversary, and it couldn't be a better one because my friend Nicole is here. And for those people who don't know what the Akashic Records are, they're the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. And so this is not necessarily about psychic work, or it's really not necessarily about past lives. I mean, things like that sometimes come through. But the whole purpose of the work that we do typically on the Akashic Wisdom Show is to help you feel more comfortable in your skin and help you live your life in a richer, more productive, more purposeful way. So tonight, it's interesting. And Nicole has been working with the Akashic Records for many years now. So she's a student. She's one of my students. But what we're doing tonight is not necessarily Akashic Record work. It's not Akashic Records work. It's just another dimension of the whole universal consciousness and the multidimensional aspect of who we are. So I'm going to let Nicole tell you a little bit about how this phenomenon came to her. She's been doing some light language for a few years, and so she's going to kind of tell her story about how this came and how this all showed up, and then we're going to receive a message via the light language. And what I'm going to ask you folks that are listening to do is to call in after Nicole is done and give your own personal impression of what you received, because what she does is so multidimensional. As she brings forth a message, many times people will receive different things, but they'll receive exactly what they need. And so I'm so excited if you're listening live, because what we have been told is that the recording of this is not anywhere near as powerful. In fact, maybe not at all powerful as it is live. So if you have friends that you feel would be important for them to listen, you know, get them on the line. We're going to be talking to Nicole, but get them on so they can start listening to BBS Radio, Station 2, Akashic Wisdom, so they can receive their specific message from the light language. And again, using the term light language is a default type of a name, because we really don't know what to call it other than wonderful and love. So without further ado, I'm going to have a bit of a conversation with Nicole. And what's interesting, and this you may find a little feedback on this, but what's interesting about this is that she's actually sitting across from me, but we are on separate lines. So we're going to try and see how we can manage this. For those people who would like to call in questions or comments after her message, you can call in at 415-287-0074, or you can email, and we will receive the email question at info@akashicwisdom.com. So either way, you know, we would love to hear from you. Okay, so first of all, I want to introduce Nicole. Hello, Nicole.
Hello.
So talk to us about your journey with your work. And I know that we started working together with the Akashic Records probably, what, 10, 12 years ago, something like that?
Something like that. I was trying to remember myself. I think it's been about 10 or 11 years now.
Right.
Since my first class and experience with working with the records.
And what's interesting is that the records took you to a variety of different modalities or different places that you may or may not want to acknowledge. But the reality is that talk about your journey and how you got from there to here and what's going on and what happens with you when this language comes forward. And this is something that I believe, and what's coming forward from the records, is that you are not the only person to be speaking in tongue like this. And it's not the tongues that are necessarily associated with a religious aspect at all. It's a universal light language that is understood by many, somewhat understood by some, and not understood at all by a lot of other people. So the question we have is, there are people out there that are receiving language, and so what I'm receiving from the records right now is that one of the purposes of this program is not only to bring forth a message, but to let others know they are not alone in what they're receiving for themselves. And so if you could just talk a little bit about your journey and what this means to you, this would be very helpful to the audience.
I'm not sure even where to begin because I have a hard time remembering when this all started for me. And you are correct in saying that there are other people that have the experience of speaking in language. I've met some people traveling around at different events across the country and ran into someone, and someone said, oh, you should meet her or talk to her, and all of a sudden we'll be, and oftentimes we're speaking to each other. Oftentimes we don't know exactly consciously word-for-word translation what we're saying in English because sometimes it doesn't exactly translate, but there is a feeling of knowingness that you're understanding each other and carrying on this conversation very clearly with the people that I've met that also speak, that are also getting the multidimensional language. And I suppose we could call it multidimensional language that started coming through. I started just speaking it to myself that I often work connecting in with guidance. Often my time alone is in the car when I'm driving, and I would get a lot of guidance just coming in, and then I honestly don't remember how or when it started that I just started getting language coming through, and I would be speaking to myself in language that, and when I asked about it in my own records, I was told that it was information for me that was helpful, and it's okay that I didn't understand it word for word, and that at some point it would kind of filter through, and the knowledge that I would be useful for me would come through. However, you know, at some point it would absorb and somehow be translated. Since then, I've been getting a lot more language, and there are certain people that I am drawn to speak it to, and I've just kind of been guided to tell them to just let them feel it in their hearts, let it wash over them. Sometimes people get a feeling like a response, like saying, uh-huh, or yes, or I, you know, whatever, like a short little sentence or words that they feel would be a response to that, or sometimes they get pictures or just a feeling energetically that it feels like, and that shifts things. And from what, in working with Donna and trying to understand some more things about what was coming through sometimes, I've understood that the language is multidimensional and helps for whatever is helpful for the person energetically to shift things, and it completely bypasses the ego and speaks to someone on a soul level.
Right. My experience is that even when I don't understand what's being said, I can actually verify that I feel what's being said. And many times the feeling is more powerful than if I knew what you were saying in English. And what's so important about this conversation that we're having here is that as we develop energetically and becoming more aware of ourselves multidimensionally, this is important information, because what I'm also receiving is that when you speak in this free-flowing, loving way, again, sometimes it can be strong or forceful, but normally it's a loving experience, and what I'm hearing is that there are shifts happening in people, not just the person you're speaking to, but the field of energy not only around them, but the field of energy that is present in the room or the event, and so there's the other piece of this that's very important is that from a planetary point of view, energies are shifting, and there are many humans that have signed on to assist the energetic grids of this planet in shifting. Nicole is one of them, and she has friends that she works with and helps shift big things. Now, could I tell you exactly what they are? No, I can't. But there are things that are happening from a shift point of view that is in preparation for us as humans to be able to really step into our full potential. And so there are other folks that I know that are doing the same thing. They may not be doing it with language, but they are clearly doing it with other grid work. So this is important work that Nicole is doing. And I would have to say that I remember this language coming forward. I know that it was coming. You've been doing this for at least 4 years.
It's been more, I'd
more
say,
than
like,
that. Yeah.
Well, no, the language itself has been like 2.5 years, I think, coming through a lot.
A lot. I mean, the reason I say that is I seem to remember the language coming forward when we went to Philadelphia and we drove there for that level two, and that was years ago. That was the first level two you took, and I remember language coming forward then.
Like I said, I don't remember.
Exactly. But either that, it was just the energetic with you know, healing with the hands. You know, because the other thing that you folks should realize is that this work that Nicole does is healing for people, and so she does individual sessions with people when it's appropriate. So you'll be able to contact her later, and she does these sessions typically on the phone. But if you're in the Cleveland area and you know, you want her to come to you, then that we can work that out. But basically, it's telephone work that she does, the same way I do the telephone consultation. But so talk more about what does it feel like when this the language comes forward.
Well, there are times that I've been guided when I'm feeling like I need to contact. I feel like it's like. Like you're actually like have someone waiting on hold or like a line on hold of the phone that's like beeping at you. Sometimes when I can feel like there's a message coming through for someone that I can feel, it's kind of like a just something is on hold there waiting for something to come that I know I need to speak something to someone for other people. For me, sometimes it just starts coming through. It just rushes through me and when I'm speaking it to myself. There are times that I've tried to get on. There are different frequencies of the language as well that is more that I find that sometimes it switches. Like when I'm working with someone and if they aren't receiving it or getting the message, and that's often very funny when the frequency changes and to change and I get there's different dialects of language that come through for whoever often these are other multidimensional people with multidimensional awareness that I'm working with that for whatever reason, it's a different frequency that would be better suited to them. So that changes, like in when we're talking.
Right.
So that's interesting, and it feels very funny to me, actually energetically when it changes to come through. But I mean, just for those of you who have listened to the program and asked questions of the records, realize that the records are more than. I mean, if it's the recording of everything in existence, then it's more than just this dimension.
That's right.
But I believe, the information that's coming through is from the records of other dimensions.
Correct.
Other dimensional information for people. And so sometimes it's easier for someone to hear something or for an issue, the energy around an issue to shift, if they can receive this multidimensional information and energetically than in just English words.
Right.
So that's why I believe it's coming through that way.
Right.
So,
and just so you know, Nicole, whenever you're ready to bring forth the message, we're ready to receive it. So because we really want to give enough time for people to receive the information, integrate it, and then take questions. So,
okay. Well, we can go ahead. Like what Donna said about the record, that I know this program is recorded, but what I've been told is it's not really beneficial to record it because whatever comes through for whoever's listening is in the moment and the energies are pretty much in the moment. And I never say, it never comes out the same way twice. So we'll just go with, and I don't know what will come out. It just shows up kind of, it just shows up in the moment, although they've, I mean, everyone's, whatever message is coming through, I mean, I've known I was going to be on the show for about the last week. So we'll see what comes through now. So whenever, just let me have a moment, and then.
So would you suggest that everybody, would you suggest that everyone listen, get into one of their sacred, to a sacred space, to receive whatever that it would be valuable to them?
We could kind of all just settle in and take a deep breath and relax and think about being as much dropping into your heart as much and receiving the message there. That would be most beneficial, I think.
Great.
Okay. So just give me one moment and then we'll start.
Okay.
Teno shanami se noikane mise, yonami konami se se washa. Enoma kotena shanami, sona shanami tawese, sisunama shana emotetia. Me non titane mi shanami tane mi se tua shanami tewe, esuati katana. E yosana shanami mi kana emose, shushanami katia, sositane shanami, tutua shanama katia, tuna amayasa. E yuna aikane, miona shanami konamatea, soneami oyasha. E tu ir nome a tu ashana mikana elsesina I nome katute namashana ta. Tenu, koyasima shana ma, kome tite we susua, u shana mi kaneme susatena moyakana me nuna amo shana me tewe se. So mina etua me tua kana, tute nomo shana mi kanemi sua, te yua ate tiwana, konami shoshona e mi asua shana mi tewe no te kana mata. Mi nome tene shana mi tewe se, Oma tito no ma koya sana mite, oma ashona amikoya amasewati. Kaya ayo, ayo namite, suisha namishone mite nuno mikana metewa, eno tainasha. Me suna mashone mitete, kuna emase suati namasha, eno tete no mase, e tuishona me kotia tena, e nona kana moshona ma. Me alme ose sea mo a ashana ata, eko ati.
And I think we're going to pause there.
Okay.
For the time being. See if anybody would like to call in and have any response to that.
Okay. All right. And please note that I'm going to give you a number. We're kind of limited on numbers tonight, so that first one first served here is 415-287-0074 is the number to call in. And it won't be unusual for when you call in with your comment that a message specifically for you will come forward based on the language, and so it's important for you to just integrate for a moment. If you need to close your eyes and just settle in and notice where in your body you are receiving this information. Notice it within your being, what you feel has been illuminated. Notice within your heart what has opened. Notice if there's wisdom coming forth for you that you could put in your own words based on the message that just came forward. And so it's really going to be a unique experience to hear who would like to share what they would like to share. And Nicole, feel free to jump in at any time, either with a comment or with more language message. This is your platform today. What I'm honored to do is bring this forth to the world, because up to this point, Nicole has been sharing with just friends or folks that she met along the way. This is kind of first public aspect of coming forward with this, and so we really want to acknowledge that what she's doing and what we're all doing is helping the planet. So.
Definitely. Sometimes it becomes a mix of various languages. I felt that some of the messages, and I get words or images sometimes as I'm speaking, so it was kind of hard to keep speaking, and I could have stopped a couple times, but I just let it come through or whatever. But I felt like, as you were saying, some of that was really encouraging people to be in their hearts as much as possible for themselves and for their loved ones around them and for the planet. Definitely that more than ever we need people to be in their hearts
right.
and hold that vibration.
Right. People... And I think this came forward, the quote that the record keepers gave me was that forgiveness begins when peace becomes more important than pain. And it's going to be very important as we step out into this new year and on to 2012 that we prepare for as much opening of the heart as possible. There are many things that we could hold grudges about. There are many things that we can move into that would create a feeling of revenge or a feeling of anger. And it's going to be absolutely key that we as a humanity move into a space of love. Now, many times people will say, well, I can't forgive. But that's not, it's not about letting somebody off the hook so much as not allowing the pain to rule you. And that's just what's coming forward as a message in relationship to what was said through the language. Would you like to comment on that, Nicole?
Nayuma, es tu sonami, son ami, te reseya, multite que no moche, son ami, et tu aname, on ne cane, o seno, a son ami, kawa, no me assez, tu as son amate. I'm getting that, yes, the language helps assist in shifting anything that's held, like that people would be holding as daggers in the heart, where they're holding some pain there.
Oh, that's great. That's daggers in the heart, so important. To remove those daggers in the heart. Wow, that's a wonder important visual. We have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello, Donna. This is Nick Rouse calling from Sarasota, Florida. How are you?
Well, hello, Mr. Nick. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to listen to your radio station, but it's very strange tonight. I'm getting
Why?
An echo.
You're getting an echo? An echo when one of us talks, you mean, or what?
Yes. Well, it's not so much. It seems like, do you have a lady on station with you? Anyway.
Yeah, I do. I have a lady. She just was doing some light language work.
That was what was disconcerting. Anyway, I'm not sure I understand what was going on. Anyway, my own call is involving, I was wondering what the records might have to say for me. I'm going through a very strange period, a rather low period, where I've kind of bottomed out with my situation. And
uh-huh.
I'm just wondering what the records might have to indicate what's for me or what's going on or what might direction I might be going in or... I'm just kind
well,
of...
Yeah. So what is... What's coming forward... So the gal that's on the show with me tonight is also does records work, and
yeah.
so
okay.
one of the things that's coming forward is that and I can attest that too is that what are you stopping yourself from doing?
What I have done is I sort of I've been trying to leave Sarasota for the longest time, and I've been down here, and I've sort of just kind of run out of resources and. Now I'm going to have to really push to get myself out of here, to get into a new location, and to get things rolling again.
But where have you not been true to yourself about what I'm getting? And I'm going to let Nicole talk to you in a moment as well. But
okay.
what I'm receiving is that there's a part of you that hasn't been telling yourself the truth about what you really want, Nick.
Okay.
And I also have to tell you that you're not doing your spiritual work. This is not a judgment, but you're a very powerful being, and acknowledging that would be really helpful.
Okay.
Do you understand what that means for you?
Yes, I do. I need to get rolling back with that kind of stuff. The thing is, I think that the drugs that I have been doing, one in particular, has been holding me back for some time, and it's really kept me from not being my true self. Let's put it that way.
Is it street drugs or is it prescription drugs?
Street drugs.
Yeah. Well, in order to, you know, there was like you and I go back a ways, and
yes.
I know this has been a challenge for you.
Yes.
However, if the idea here is that. It's really more about numbing and understanding where you really want to be. And it sounds a lot easier said than done, as they say.
Yes.
Yeah. What are you willing to do to help yourself to help divorce yourself from that addiction?
Well, what I've got plan now is to go back out and detox at a friend's clinic in Nevada. I've done
that
before, and it's a matter of like getting the funds together to get the plane ticket now. I mean, I've just kind of used up all my funds in a bad way. And so it's a challenge, but it's like, I guess, become something more empowering to be able to fight for that goal now, to get away from it and get out of here. And it seems like being stuck in Sarasota has energetically just been bad for me. And it's like, for all the years I've been coming back here, it's just like had some kind of weird, spooky, negative impact on me.
Well, what I'm also hearing is the vortex is there counterproductive to who you are.
Yeah.
And then the other piece
it might
here,
be
the other piece
some of the people that are here because it's a pretty heavy duty spiritual community in that respect. But for me, it's just so negative. Oh my God, and dark.
Well, the other piece though has to do with you really moving into again making a decision about what you want. But it's what I'm hearing. It's almost like you had to hit bottom before you could start climbing back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think I've hit it.
What'd you say?
I think I've hit it.
Yeah.
I think I've hit bottom.
Yeah, and the thing is you have to understand is that it's time for you to move into gratefulness because, you know, as Nikki just said, what she said was that things have dried up there because you're not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to let her make a comment. Do you have anything you'd like to share with him, Nicole?
I don't know. Do you have some other question? It seems like you have a plan that you have something in mind that you want to do. So with moving forward and it's with the going to the clinic in that other state sounds like it would be a good plan for you.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of am calling to get reassurance. I sort of figured this out over the past couple of days, and it's just like, I got to do something. I had even tried to remove myself from this reality, let's put it politely, and it just didn't work. I mean, I couldn't even kill myself properly. I think I'm so well protected, doesn't work.
I know you came in on the show late. Donna has me on today because I work with the records as well, but I was also giving some messages in light language.
Yeah.
Could you listen for just a moment? Because I feel like there's a message for you in language and just see how you feel with that. Just see how you feel with what is being said to you. Okay?
Oh, so then what I need to do is hang up and go back to the radio show. Is that what...
No, just hold the phone. She's going to talk to you right now.
I'm talking. I'm saying it right now. Okay?
Okay.
To a national army, TOSA...
It's time to come out of hiding. It feels like it's saying there's still many who need your help and need your services. But
Toi, mais sois titana mese. Tu n'es pas un ami, don't be so discouraged. Tu n'es mais sois sene, ou quoi titana me, and if your friend is willing to let you come out there and help you, anote tu ayana, y se sua, shoshone, go there, tenu ane, mose si a tene, eshuete, and you'll have a whole other outlook on life, and many other opportunities will open up for you.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's so helpful.
The other thing is I'm really getting you getting in your car and driving across country. But there's something that being totally clean without anything, you know, to hamper you. No drugs whatsoever, but get into that car and start driving.
You think that's probably the better way to do it than to fly out?
Well, here's what's happening here is what they're asking you is which one gives you the greatest control?
Probably driving out.
Because once you're there, you know, the idea, what I'm hearing is that you're not going to really be coming back to Sarasota.
No, I'm done with Sarasota.
So pack up your car. Put whatever you're going to put in storage, and take off and be who you are, and take the time on the road to stop and ponder and journal and meditate and allow the, and what I'm also hearing is allow the energy to come forward through your body into your hands, Nick.
Okay.
I'm being reminded that you were told that you have magic hands.
Okay.
This is not news to you, is it?
No, it's just kind of an old reminder, let's put it that way. And it's like I had gotten away from really my essence and wanting to pursue it. I've been like hiding here, and it's just like I've been stagnating here. And it's
right.
So it's like I'm done. I'm done with it. I got to move on.
Yeah.
I got to get out of here.
What's happening? Okay, so just understand that you've been living in a cocoon for too long.
Yes.
And so it's really time to allow yourself and allow your wings to break you out of the cocoon. And one of the ways to do that is to allow yourself to move into your car and move out to where you need to be. I mean, hopefully you have a credit card that'll handle the gas, you know, and, you know, you're a man of resource. Not like you can't sleep in your car a couple nights until you get there.
No, that's true. That's true.
It doesn't have to be fancy. As long as you got the gas to get there, you know, it's time for you to move on and do what your heart desires. And if you can't do it immediately, write it down. It's really about defining your heart's desire and defining who you are. And that trip will help you do that.
Great. All right.
How does your body feel right now?
It feels better than it did, but I tend to be low energy.
Right.
I've been sleeping a lot, you know.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I've been taking vitamins and stuff. But
it's really more
rest.
From an emotional point of view. That's what really needs. What they're asking is, from an emotional point of view, it's going to be really important that you kind of take a look at what is what's real.
Okay.
Okay. And so that's going to be important. In other words, like, what's real for you in the moment?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
For what's real in the moment? Well, it's yeah.
There was like the idea here is it's really about redefining what you believe to be as integrity.
Okay.
Because up to this point, and you know, integrity is about telling yourself the truth, right?
Yeah.
So it's really about trying on for size what you telling yourself the truth.
Well, it's about beginning to tell myself the truth instead of clouding the truth.
Right,
and
exactly.
And remembering what the truth was for me, let's put it that way.
I mean,
how does that resonate?
That's right. In other words, like the idea here is really redefining who you are.
Yeah.
And trying a few things on for size. So for what's interesting, what I'm being shown is that taking your time to get out to Nevada, you know, from Florida, will give you the ability to stop in a park, okay, or stop along the way and really drink in your the nature of who you are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so take your time to do that, and because your healing has begun, it's just about you allowing it.
Okay, okay. And it's about getting out of the space.
Yeah, yeah. And again, what they're saying is pack up your car and put the rest in storage and move forward.
Okay. Yeah, I've already talked to a friend about helping me pack a bunch of stuff and get rid of a bunch of stuff and starting tomorrow.
Good for you.
But
do keep in touch. Please keep in touch because there's a nice connection here.
Great. Thank you, Donna, so much.
Oh, you're welcome,
you
dear.
Your
blessings to you.
And you're reminding me of what I have ahead and where I should be going and doing. And
right.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You have a wonderful life ahead of you, and you deserve every moment of it.
Great. Thank you. And I'll
All right. Bye-bye. Be well. Well, you know, there's no accidents in life, folks, and it was really important that Nick give us a call because what the whole point of this work is for us all to blossom in the best way that we know how. And so you can just break in anytime you want to there, Nicole. And so if there's anyone else out there that would like to call in and have a chat, please call 415-287-0074. And we're ready to talk to you or give you a special message, both from the Akashic Records in English and one from the light language that is very much available here. So please remember to do that.
I thought it was interesting when you were speaking with Nick, Donna, that the image again was coming up of the cocoon and butterfly, because I was just working with someone on the phone the other day, yesterday, as a matter of fact, and we were talking about that, and the butterfly and cocoon image came up. And my friend said, it's interesting, do you know that with the cocoon, it's actually the butterfly, it's actually the caterpillar or the transformed caterpillar now, that its struggle to get out of the cocoon is actually what gets the blood flowing into the wings so that it could actually be the butterfly and come out and fly. If you would just cut open the cocoon, the butterfly would not emerge on its, like, if it would not have the wings because
it
is that struggle to get out. And I think that's what so many people right now are experiencing. Because I think we've all been kind of, I think many people, I've been noticing that a lot. It's like that with the energy and everything, that people have been cocooned and have been sheltered or been in hiding, a number of people, because it wasn't time yet. But now it is time for people to come out of their cocoon.
Well, can you hear me?
I don't know if I'm on or not. I'm
Hello?
Not sure
Hello?
If anyone... I will keep talking. I think Donna got disconnected.
Do you want to say something?
Hello. Oh, hopefully you can hear me. I just want to know if we're still on the air. Doug, hello. I'm disconnected, but Nikki's still on.
No, everybody's still on the air.
Well, not... Well, that's good because you have to call me back because I'm off. My line's dead.
Uh-huh.
You gotta call me back. That's right. You know. No,
all
we're
right.
just going.
All
we're
right,
play, we're playing telephone tag, literally.
Hey, folks, hang in there. We're just gonna iron this out. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, just stay right there.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. information and knowledge. Bringing humanity closer to truth. BBSRadio.com.
Hi there, folks. Don't go away. Every now and then, we have a little bit of technical, you know, faux pas. But you know what? It's all good. Mm-hmm. And we are coming back even larger than we were before. And we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm great. What's your name?
My name is Bodie.
Bodie. B-O-D-I-E?
B-O-D-H-I.
Oh, like the Bodhi tree.
Yes.
Bodhi tree. Okay. Are you? What city and state are you calling from?
New York. New York, New York.
Okay. So how can we help you tonight, Bodhi?
Well, I would like to kind of clear some things out regarding past and present and what's to come. I've been attracting unavailable men. They're either married, brokenhearted, they live far away, or they're just not there. And it's been getting a little bit better, but I haven't had any consistent something in my life. So I've been setting my intention to attract somebody more whole and more loving and more appreciative of me, but I just wanted to make sure that I'm on the right path with this because I'm kind of done with the men that are not giving me the full 100% that I've been giving them.
And how much? And what's the percentage you've been giving to yourself?
Well, what's the percentage I've been giving to myself? Well, I've been doing a lot of work on myself, so I feel like I'm giving a lot to myself, too. Maybe about, like, 80%.
But how much of that has been forgiveness for past mistakes?
I've been doing forgiveness a lot, so...
Of self?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, good. Because what I'm hearing, Bodhi, is that... As you move forward, it's going to be absolutely essential that you treat yourself the way you want to be treated.
Okay.
So the idea is that your boundaries are totally shifting right now. And what is important about this past work that you've done and the past... I'm trying to put this nicely. The past stinkers that you've had in the past, the interesting thing about experiences that are less than wonderful is what we don't want.
Yes. Yeah.
And so it's going to be important not only for you to see what you don't want, but you also need to observe yourself in a relationship differently.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what that means?
You can clarify that.
Okay, what that means is that even though, let's say you had a relationship in which it was either an emotional, verbal, abusive relationship or one that where the man was not emotionally available or wouldn't commit or all of the above. And it's really about noticing how you related to that and what you did to try and change that, change his attitude.
Yeah.
So what they're saying is that
I put boundaries. I said no to certain types of behaviors.
Right, and that's good. But the reality is that it's really important for you to understand, and this is going to be an important statement for you. Love is not hard.
Okay.
Love is easy.
Yes.
When you find someone, you don't have to work at it. It just is.
Mm-hmm.
And so up to this point, you've been working at it rather than allowing it. That's not a criticism, it's a notice. So if someone comes to you and it's not easy and it doesn't feel mutual and it's and you feel like you're anxious and you want to try harder to shift things, then that's a big red flag to move on.
Yeah. No, I am moving on. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want that anymore.
And what they're saying to you is take that information from a physical point of view, because what I'm hearing is that it affects your body. You can actually feel it in your body when you're feeling insecure.
Yeah,
and notice that. In fact, the feeling of insecurity will come before the knowledge. And it catches you right at your throat.
No, that happened when I started liking somebody, but my somehow my feelings was just not didn't feel right, so I didn't really feel comfortable in the situation.
Uh-huh.
So I just left and I ended it positive, but I'm not going to pursue it or anything.
Sure.
Love is easy.
The reality is that when love comes forward in a healthy way, it's easy. There's no game.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
And so
yeah,
and
I,
so it's really
I've not met that person yet, and I want to kind of like clear my blocks out so that at least I don't attract. Well, I guess I have to pay close attention to how I really feel with someone.
Right. And you have to look for the flags and how you feel about yourself. See, it's really about how do you feel about yourself, because it's about clearing all what I'm hearing, Bodhi, is that there are still some past mistakes that you're still kind of angry at yourself, or you're kind of that are causing you to distrust yourself. That's the best way to explain it. And so it's really about learning to trust yourself. That's going to be so important.
Well, I think, that I feel like I'm kind of like I do trust myself now.
Good. And again, you're going to keep doing that.
Yeah, that's the thing. I guess mm-hmm. I'm on the right path with that.
You are. You're right. Nicole would like... Nicole wants to say something to you as well.
Thank you.
Hi, Bodhi. Just to add into what Donna's saying, it feels like you are aware of how you want things to change and aware of how you want to feel. If you could be even more aware of your really honoring your feelings, and I'm hearing, what can you do every day to be more available and appreciative of yourself, to yourself? And really, the first thing that came through when you said you had these guys that were unavailable to you, the first thing I heard was, well, how are you being unavailable to yourself? So what you really need to do is really honor your feelings and honor your inner guidance. And when you have, like Donna was saying, when you have someone that comes into your life that is automatically these red flags are going up or doesn't feel comfortable to you, honor that you're feeling that discomfort, and it's not something that is wrong with you or something that you're not, you know, matching up with this person. It really could be that you're just really not supposed to be with that person, you know. And at the same time, honor every past relationship that you've had as a learning experience of of really what you don't want or what is acceptable or what is not acceptable. And all of these things help you clarify that, help you to clarify that more in your life. So
take
it all as a learning experience.
Yeah, and those were very helpful because how would I have known otherwise what I did want in a relationship or what I don't want or do want, you know? Those were very important lessons. So I don't regret it.
And then in moving forward, if you can focus on the good things that you did like about those relationships or any relationship that you have with people where it is, where you felt, like Donna was saying, it is easy and there's not the effort, and about how everything just felt in sync. If you can think about those moments and those things that worked that you like, focus on wanting more of that instead of what you don't want.
Yeah, and create that more.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, do you have any other questions for us?
There.
Oh, yeah, you're well on your way.
Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. Thanks for calling. By the way, I have to ask you: did you have any sense when did you hear it when Nicole was doing the light language at all?
Yeah.
And how did that feel?
It felt kind of good because understood that when you kind of block out your head, your thinking with that, then you get messages, and you can have you get messages. Because you block out the verbal part of your brain.
Right.
So automatically you get messages. Like, I was doing it, and I got some messages, too. So it's
great.
Kind of a very good way of experiencing when you want to know some answers. You just talk like that, and answers come. But, you know, it's not simple. Because we want to see the things happen too. You know, we want to. We have so many things that we want to do in life, and we just want it to show up so fast, or we just want to make sure it will happen, or something like that. You know, and it's just
right.
not that important for some reason for the universe to make it happen when we want it. It's just
we think it's not our timing, but it really is our timing. We're just more anxious, or we want to be able to connect in a different way, and we think we want it in our timing, and actually it's the divine timing that we came forward with to receive.
Yeah, and I think that's the disconnect is there with the divine timing and our feelings sometimes getting in the way, so we have to continuously let go of everything, be in the nothing and be okay with the nothing, but the nothing
right.
feels so uncommon that we need to fill it up. It's a very old brainwashed habit that we have.
That's right. That's right.
We have to
allow yourself the silence.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think we humans, as we are, we have to kind of like live through this. And other humans, they have more contact with other divine creatures, and they get real knowledge, like all the Einstein people, and you know, they get the real stuff. We get maybe repetition of stuff or recycled stuff. So, you know, we just have to accept where we are. There's nothing
right.
else. We don't know exactly how to get there yet. You know,
yes,
we don't
that's
know.
That's very true. But we're learning.
Thank you. Have
You're
a
welcome.
Great and blessed evening. Bye.
Thank you. Same to you. Thanks for calling. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye. This is a very interesting evening of technical difficulties. So here's what I have to tell you. I'm glad we're on the phone. If there's something that you would like to call and talk to Nicole or myself about, you're going to need to phone in because my internet browser, both Internet Explorer and the Mozilla, both went down. So I'm not sure why. So I'm going to give you the telephone number to call in. It's 415-287-0074. Again, 415-287-0014. Okay? So, oh no, 0074, excuse me. 0074. All right, so we're going to just have a conversation here. We're close to out of time. So, if someone doesn't call in the next 5 minutes, we're going to kind of wind it up. But Nicole, what else would you like? Do you have anything you'd like to share with about the callers or the light language or anything like that right now, or what you're getting about what the people need to hear?
I have a little bit of a comment onto what Bodhi was saying just at the end, with how she was saying, oh, some people get this information and some people might not. And I would just say everyone's connected, and whoever people get information or guidance in different ways, but it doesn't mean you're any less connected.
Okay, that's great. Okay, we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello. Hi, Donna. It's JoJo. How's it going?
Hey, JoJo. How are you?
I'm good. I can barely hear you, but at least you're clear. So
okay. I do not know what's going on with these phones tonight, but what do you think of the light language?
Well, that's why I called in. It's such a rare treat to hear it, and every time I hear it, it's like I'm stopped in what I'm doing, and I just feel it in my heart. Like, it just kind of points me to whatever is going on, whether it be on the radio or TV or on a recording. So I figured I'd call in real quick and see if there's any message for me, and then I'll get off real quick in case there's time for someone else to call in too.
Okay, well, thanks, JoJo, and again, you were kind enough to send in a donation for the program. I so appreciate that. There's actually a tab on the radio. Let the program BBS Radio. It says PayPal. If you just kind of scroll down where my information is, it'll take you right to the right PayPal address. That, you know, so you don't have to kind of. It doesn't have to be confusing. Okay.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Okay. And thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. So here's Nicole. Yeah. Here's Nicole for you.
Hello, JoJo.
Thanks. Hi, Nicole.
Hello. Hi, I've actually heard you speak with Donna a couple times before when you've been on. So nice to get to speak with you directly. And I feel like saying, could you share? I'd love everyone to know that JoJo does amazing photography, and that why don't you share your information so if someone would like to look at some amazing photos, they can see your work.
Oh, thank
Hello?
You, Nicole. Appreciate that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Just give your website information, and then I'll talk. Then I'll say something in language.
Okay. My website is shaikenphoto.com, and I'll spell that real quick. It's shaikenphoto.com. And also on Facebook, I have a JoJo Shaiken photography page, and I'm using that as almost like a live journal because I'm just shooting around my area. So if I don't get a portfolio shot, you know, something I'm going to put on a wall or in a gallery, but it's a nice shot of the local weather or something or a trip I'm taking, I also post pictures of that. So that's actually been much more popular than my website. So that's my information, and thank you for glad you're enjoying my work.
Sure. No, I haven't looked at it recently, so I'll have to go check that out because I know when you were on before and I went to look at your artwork, it was very beautiful. Where do you live again?
Well, thank you. I live on the coast of California, a little town called Los Osos, about an hour south of Big Sur.
Yeah, Big Sur. Yeah, yeah. So, okay, go ahead. This information is from you, from Nicole now. Go ahead.
Okay. Give me just one moment. Aya, JoJo, no ya yo se mo shone mi tewa, to ya name ko ya se no shone mi, e yu kane mi se si wa shone mi tewa, e si shone me shone mi kanamasa, to ni kane mo shone mi neme, e si wa na I koname se, e shone mi tewa, e si shone, e kone mo si sene a tita no ma se, e kuya shone ma ko teno se si name ta. To nome te tiwa na mo shana, e tewa nome kene e wa asu sotona ma, E te wa no me shana, e kenu ya tutuna e no ma shana ma. Te yu na ma kaya neme, e siwa teni, au me kaino e se, e sona amata.
I don't know if you would like to share if you have any feeling or any images or anything you get from that.
The only impression I get, I mean, I felt that going like right into my heart, but it was just like so much information. I'm obviously going to have to listen to it later. I just tried to stay present.
Well, I mean, besides what I'll tell you, kind of some sense of what, on one level, like in English level, what I was getting, there's other much more that you're getting on other multidimensional levels, but I felt like some of what was being said was about, it was about your work and about what a gift you have of your perspective and how you show the beauty of nature and the beauty of... And it gives so much inspiration to people and helps connect them in with seeing things from your perspective and really seeing the beauty of the world. And it's such a great gift that you give to people of connecting them with that beauty.
Well, that's great. And I'm just humbled because I know... I mean, I've put a lot of study into my photography, but something happens when I'm out there that I can't define, and it's something much beyond me. And for whatever reason, I'm standing there with my camera, and things come through. And so it's just a gift to be able to do what I do and then to share it with others. It's beyond words, but I'm to the point where I'm really just enjoying it and having fun with it and doing my best not to take it so serious and... Just get it out to as many people as possible right now. So.
And people should know too that you have on your website you have your art isn't in note cards too, right?
Yeah, I just posted that because I'm trying to do the e-commerce thing on Facebook to actually have shops. So I have my cards available on Facebook and then the prints available on my website. But I'm gonna keep tweaking it and keep working on it. But that's where the availability is right now for the cards that are on Facebook.
That's great. Well, we really encourage people to go and check out what you have, because it's really beautiful. And again, thank you for your gift to me, and thank you for calling in. Is there anything else we can do for you?
Oh, no, that's it. I hope there's time for someone else to call in. I really appreciate that, Nicole. And thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
And obviously, you're welcome for the donation, and love the show.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay.
Yeah, both of you
guys.
Have a good night.
You too, dear. Blessings to you. All right. Okay, so we have a few more minutes. If anybody would like to call in and receive their message from Nicole, they certainly can if they have a question. Again, the number is 415-287-0074. And I'm trying to come up again with my my internet as we speak. I'm multitasking, as they say. So we'll see. Oh, here we go. Oh, good. We got questions. Oh, wow. Great. All right. Now, we have some questions here from Lucita. Okay. That was just the wrist. Okay, wait. Here we go. Yeah. Okay, we have a question for Nicole. Could Nicole describe some of the images she saw? Just to let you know, my right ear feels numb, and I am listening only with my right headset. What? Okay. Then we.
I really wasn't seeing anything while I was giving the initial message. It was kind of I got little glimpses of a few words, but it was kind of a welcoming to people, kind of a vibrational calling to people to recognize who they were and remember who they were. And I believe we have a caller.
Yes. Hello, caller. Who is this?
Hi, Donna. This is Lucita.
Hi, Lucita. How are you?
I'm doing good. Don said there was time to call and talk to
you. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I did.
You want to talk to Nicole? She's right here.
Yes, please.
Okay, go ahead. This is
Hi, Lucita.
Lucita.
How are you?
Hi, Don. It's been great listening to you. I did try emailing to Donna, but...
Yeah,
like
we just now saw it, and so it was just at the last minute. I don't know if you could hear while you were calling in that I really I didn't get too many images. You were asking about if I had any images when the first message was coming through, and I was saying I really didn't. But if there's, do you have a specific question, or would you just like to hear something, a message for you in language now?
I'd just like to hear a message.
Okay. Tu ayo shana mi nome asisu atete washana. Tu ayo te namea tu kane ase. Te noya yo te tiname asu atikana mata. Tu a nome asa. Shone atiwa nome se su shana mi shana mi tewe e su kona mi se no ti tiname se. E tu nami koti daname asu shutane mi shana mi tewe se. E iuna tia tu anami se shua shona maka. Tu ateno e mase shushona mia nome ke e sona te wa sona te. Koya name aso sa tia se se wa ya, tu anama ko te te aso e kano shona ma. So I don't know if you have any response to that or any feelings or images that come to you, Sita.
I can't say right this moment.
That's okay.
I was, when I was listening to you earlier, mm-hmm. I was just listening on my headset on, and my right ear mm-hmm. was just becoming numb, which mm-hmm. is, which I didn't know, I don't know what that means. But on the phone here, I'm listening on my left ear, and things seem to be a little bit more. I don't feel that. Feel like that sensation's cleared a bit, but I don't know. Just
I thought some of it. What to me, little snippets of information coming to me about this was that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot more there than just the length, the English that I would get, but. There's something about, I know you also work with the records, and it
uh-huh.
I feel like some of it was saying about how you are a messenger to get the word out about this work and about the records to many people. There was a piece of that, and I'm trying to recall what else. It's hard to sometimes recall when the message is coming through. I guess it had also a portion of encouraging you to keep going with your work. And wait, there's something else coming through now. Hold on. Inoya susutena ma shone mi toesena te nikona mi se no shone mi tewese. Tu aname kane mi se shu anamo shona mata. You have guided many people many times. E nuname atutena ma shona ma tu aname sisona ma shona mi kaya namie sisitena ma shona me. It's still becoming evident how you're doing that or going to do that here. But in the days that are coming, it will become clearer and clearer who you are to work with and who you are helping and guiding. E nome ase susana mishana mi tewese ami mose, and I'm saying from me, from my heart, mone mi kona mashana mi sutianama e tuna mashana mi sewese no eshanama. It feels so lovely to speak with someone who is so very in their heart and of great integrity. And nome se si tona mashana me, and who is so honoring this work. Mone mi se o shoshana e kunai esu atena. E tu a motion a mi nome e tu a te no se no sa, ya? And I just, right now, I just feel like a big outpouring from my heart to yours.
Yeah, I just feel so warm right now.
Yeah.
I heard the words in days, I will know.
This was like in days to come, is what I was getting. Like as time goes on, it will become clearer and clearer of.
Well, it's just so comforting.
You are to do.
Just so comforting. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think time is a clicking here. So.
No. I want to tell you something. You're asking about images and. Uh-huh. What's interesting about the images is as Nicole was speaking, the image that I got was you're working with. I saw you, you know, working on the head of a horse, and then I saw, you riding as a Native American on a beautiful horse. It's and it was like that was the freedom, and it was. It's important that you understand how you define your freedom right now. And somehow, what I'm hearing is that something about bringing forward Native American energy through your hands when you work with the horses. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, I can relate to the Native American, heritage, but I'm not, fluent in it. I have worked on a horse, a Pacific horse, specifically on her face, and so her image came to me, and being connected to that. Healing process that we shared,
I don't know that necessarily. It's even it feels like as you're saying that it's almost connecting in with the energy of that lifetime.
Yeah.
Because if it's all like multidimensional or all time is now, you can connect in the moment to that and bringing the freedom and the energy that you had in that lifetime, it feels like it was something of reminding you and connecting you with that in the here and now.
Right. That's it happened before.
See, this had nothing to do with you understanding language or knowing how to speak a Native American. It had everything to do with translating the energetic aspect of your Native American energy through your hands.
Right.
It's almost like a Native American Reiki.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to take it mentally, you know, as far as like knowledge and, or knowing the language or,
That's the way you keep yourself down, though, Lucita.
Pardon?
The way you keep yourself down.
Yes. I know. I make myself feel inferior to others.
Right, and what's really important for you to understand from this point forward, it's less about words and more about feeling.
Yeah.
Because from this point forward, you never have to give your power to anybody else in any way, shape, or form, whether it, you know, there's always going to be somebody who knows more than somebody.
Right.
That just is. And it's not a good thing or a bad thing. It's just is. And so the idea here is it's really about just going deep into your feelings and knowing what's right for you. And translating that into the energy work that you do so magnificently.
Mm-hmm. I hear.
Well, I'm glad you hear it. Try feeling.
I hear it as I feel it. I was just going there. Oh, Lord. I had to catch myself every second.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much, Nicole. And it's been absolutely wonderful experience.
All right, sweetheart. Well, you be well. And we've got another question we've got to answer. And again, thank you for all your loving work that you do for this work. Thank you so much for your transcriptions and everything. Okay.
Oh, you're totally welcome. Okay. Good night.
Good night, dear. Bye.
Okay, so I hope Tracy is still listening. We've got an email question from Tracy. And Tracy's from Minnesota. She's a student of mine. And just want to let you folks know in Minnesota that I will be coming back there to teach in probably in April or May. And we haven't gotten the dates totally down yet, but I would say it's probably going to be more towards May than anything, because I want to get a good class going. So if there's anybody out there that would like to take a level one in Minnesota, Minneapolis area, or a level two, let me know. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Just know that if you have already taken a level one class and you bring someone who has not taken a level one class, and you get to come free. So know that that's out there for you. But anyway, here's the question from Tracy. Tracy has a question she wants to know. She wants, what can I do to better stand in my power? That's interesting, because we were talking about power earlier, standing in the power. It's a big deal about forgiveness, Tracy. The other thing, too, is that what's coming forward is you and Lisita share that. It's almost like you give your power away thinking that people know more than you do, and that's just not true. It's really about getting deeply into your feelings. And it's all about trust. See, power is about trust. Trust of self. When you trust yourself, you stand in your own power. That's what I'm getting. We're going to have to get off the air shortly. But Nicole, do you have anything you'd like to share with Tracy? Hopefully she's still on the air. She's still listening.
If she's still listening, I'm getting a message for her. Why are you doubting yourself? You know what you need to do. Follow your inner guidance more. If you're a student of Donna, then the guidance of the records. Don't doubt what you hear or that comes to you in messages or that you notice that is an answer to your noikaya. You say, you see, no shone me. You know, shone me, ketu to anoma, esuati, tenome kana. You know, shone me, kewe, you're more aware than you're giving yourself credit for. And no ketu to me.
Hopefully that was helpful to you, Tracy, if you'd like to call in. We have a couple more minutes left. I want to give Nicole's information. But if you wanted to call into the station and give a comment on that, it's 415-287-0074. And I'm telling you, that just summed it right up. But Nicole, before we sign off, I want you to give your phone number out so people know how to contact you. I know there's a caller on the phone, but we'll just give your phone number out and then we'll take the caller.
Okay, my number is 216-374-2906.
Great. Hi, caller. Who is this?
This is Deborah.
Hey, Deborah. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Where are you calling from, honey?
I'm in Indiana.
Okay, all right. Have you listened before?
No, this is my first time.
Ah, first time. And how did you feel about the language, the light language?
It sounds familiar, a little bit familiar.
Okay,
like
great.
In many languages.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering if there was a message for me.
Sure. Okay, well, all right, Deborah, well, hold on.
Hello, Deborah. This is Nicole. To yakana mishone mia, yoname esusene, eshuetene, teno, yes, you have heard this language before. Tonami toyasesi, itotinamo asisona, ekona esse, yotitina noshanami, yotina esse, to aname osene mi, titinomikana, etuashonami neme esse, to mikenes the tetuashonama, ekua titinomoshima. Then you titanami so titane etewanome ekushaname
Esu Atanata. I'm not sure what you feel or get from that, Deborah. I feel like some of that was reminding you of some other lifetimes you've had. It actually feels more like off-planet things and of other times, bringing gifts you have to here and now and bringing that forward, and just kind of some reminders for you, whatever that means. However that reaches you on the different levels that the vibrations reach you.
Okay.
Do you have another question specifically that comes up from hearing that or anything I said?
Not exactly, no.
Okay.
When you said it was familiar, Deborah, what I'm hearing, it's a calling of your heart. There's a specific calling of your heart that it keeps being repeated, and the calling of your heart, what I'm hearing is there's a sense around that you can't answer it, but it's really going to be important that you at least acknowledge it. Does that make sense to you?
A what around?
There's a calling of your calling from your heart. There's a calling in your heart, and even if you can't fulfill the calling of your heart right now, it's going to be important that you at least acknowledge it.
Yeah, I am trying.
Do you understand what that means, though, for you?
I'm not certain what it does mean. But
okay, so I'll give it to you in a different language, a different way of saying it. What's coming forward is that you've had ideas of what you would truly like to do in your life. However, you've made excuses or you've allowed yourself to believe that you can't do it. And so what's being said is that you need to define what it is you truly want to do, which is your purpose or the calling of your heart, as if to say what would make you happy.
Okay.
And it's time for you to start identifying that, even journaling about it, even if it takes a little while to create it.
Okay.
Does that make more sense to you now?
Yes.
And so it's time for you to create your plan. Do you have a sense of what that plan is?
Not exactly, no.
What is it that you want to do, honey?
Well, I'd like to live a spiritual life.
And why do you think you're not living a spiritual life now?
I'm not concentrating on that.
Okay. So the idea here is that many times living a spiritual life begins with one step of moving into gratitude. And it's not in other words, like, it's lovely for people who say, I'm going to live a spiritual life, and they want to spend hours meditating, or they want to do this yet, but the first step, what I'm hearing for you, is to move deeply into gratitude. Because that will bring you peace. And please remember that spirituality and the love of the divine is everywhere. It's every vocation, it's in every career, it's in everything that we say, we do, we look at. And so living a spiritual life is about acknowledging that God is all around us and just being grateful for that. That's the way we begin to open ourselves. Is that helpful?
Yes, thank you.
And the other message that's coming forward for you
is that your capacity for love is much greater than you ever could know. And I'm hearing the words, it's greater than the all of outdoors. That's big. And it's going to be important that you include yourself with that open heart and compassion, because you're very much worth it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so glad you listened tonight. I'm so glad you were drawn. There's no accidents about why you listened tonight. Normally, I'm not even on the air now. Normally, I stop it. Oh, I just want you to know that. And I want you to understand how spirit-driven this is. Is normally the show ends I'm in Cleveland at 12 o'clock midnight, but my producer said, go ahead, there's nobody after you. Go ahead and take the time you need. So,
thank you very much.
That's really important for you to know. This is a special message for you on this, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Okay, dear. Well, you have a wonderful life, and please keep listening and tell your friends, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Do you have anything else?
Thank you,
dear. All right. So we really want to say thank you to everyone who listened tonight. Thank you for your participation. Thank you for your loving energy. Tracy, you can call me privately, and we can go over this a little bit more in depth. I'll give you my phone number now. For anybody who would like to call me privately, you can call me at 216-691-1233. And just for your own information, there's going to be a Cleveland Level 1 in February and a Level 2. So if you'd like to know the dates and times, we're going to firm that up and give me a call, and we'll go from there, okay? So again, 216-691-1233, or you can email me. My email is up again at info@akashicwisdom.com. So thank you so much for listening. Nicole, thank you so much for being here and sharing your loving ways and your light language. Is there anything you'd like to say to the listeners before we sign off?
Thank you so much for listening, and thank you. I feel a big outpouring from my heart to all the listeners who were here today. Thank you very much. You're all very loving beings. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to close the records for the program tonight. We want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all the burdens be lifted, and may your heart be opened, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on bbsradio.com on January 30th. 2011, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll join me in saying amen. Amen, and so it is. Have a wonderful, miracle-filled week, ladies and gentlemen, and we will be here, same time, same station, next Sunday. Bye-bye.